The Global Tracking Framework shows that there is remarkable progress towards the Sustainable Development Goal on Energy for All, that's Sustainable Development Goal 7. But despite really good news stories in many, many parts of the world, when you add it all up, the rate of progress in trying to assure universal access, the rate of progress in doubling the rate of energy efficiency, and the rate of progress in getting renewables into the mix is not fast enough to hit the 2030 targets. It's not fast enough if we're serious about implementing SDG 7 in the context of Paris. So the message here is great work, everybody, but we've got to work together differently in order to get back on track.
Some say it's ridiculous for developing countries to focus on climate change when so many people are living in poverty without modern energy. Can we tackle both problems, poverty and climate, realistically at the same time?
So the message here from entrepreneurs from all over Africa, Asia, Latin America, from community-led initiatives and from big business, from mayors and from government leaders and ministers, is that the cheaper, easier, faster way to close the energy access gap is actually by embracing off-grid technologies, in particular off-grid renewable technologies. And so it is possible to imagine that we can lift the 1.1 billion people who don't have access to energy out of energy poverty at the same time as improving the energy efficiency of countries and to improve their emissions record. So Paris and the SDGs, energy and climate, are not at odds with each other. It's one pathway of cleaner development. So again, what we're learning here is that you need to have smart policy, policy that levels the playing field between renewable energy and fossil fuel energy, that levels the playing field between off-grid solutions and the grid, and that smart policy then opens up the possibility of big companies and small new startups to come in and provide energy solutions. So there's a role for government in smart policy. There's a role for the private sector to understand the size of the market for those people who don't have access to the energy services they need. And then there's a role for civil society to hold government accountable to the commitments that they made. So I think that there's room for everybody to speed up progress, but the technology is cheap now, cheaper, and there is finance available. It's the connective tissue that's often missing.
Thank you. Is there anything else you might like to add?
Well, I just think that what's been really stunning about this forum is that from every corner of the world, there are entrepreneurs putting money at risk, putting their sort of business names on the line. There's community groups providing solutions. There's big electricity utilities and power companies here. There's ministers, not just ministers of energy, but ministers of health, ministers of finance here. Each one of them a part of the puzzle, and it's bringing us all together as a complete picture that's necessary. And I think the United Nations has a huge role in that.